It looks like a fabulous tour. You guys are hitting Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, there in Minnesota, and you'll be down here in Texas. How is it to do different programs? Is it the same program, or it's slightly different programs? Tell us a little bit about what all you'll be singing.
Well, we essentially do, or largely do, the same program every night on tour. It would be difficult to, change it a lot because we have about an hour and 45-minute program with a single intermission in the middle that is cast in four sets. And in a couple of those sets, it says to be chosen from. So that's the small ways in which it might change. Usually, or they do, all these sets have a different kind of thematic unity to them, but there are occasions where I will say, let's do this piece tonight and not this piece, but just in order to make the program a reasonable length, because you're working all year at memorizing this program. So for instance, if we did all the pieces in the last set, it would probably be a 45-minute last set, and I've got eight or nine pieces to choose in there. We'll probably do half, and then it will change those from night to night, or when we've done the same four for a couple nights, and I'll say, well, let's add this one, or let's not do this one tonight, just to keep the program fresh. So that's the kind of shape of the program. And this year, in the first set, I am beginning with a text, actually the first movement of the Johann Sebastian Bach motet Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied. It's a glorious piece for a double choir, which includes a magnificent fugue. And then we're staying in the Baroque then, and doing another double choir piece by Henrik Schütz. And then actually close that set with a setting of the same text that Bach set, or Sing to the Lord a New Song in German, Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, by another German, but from the 20th century, Hugo Dissler. So it's kind of an interesting set where there's, Schütz is sandwiched between Bach and Dissler, which are in different centuries, and kind of shows the audience how two different composers set the same text. So I think that'll be kind of interesting. And then in the second set, we open with The Men in a very famous piece written for men's voices originally, and solo trio of men by Franz Biebl, the setting of the traditional Ave Maria text. And at that point, it's kind of a fascinating decision I had to make about, well, I've got all those men up front. What do I do with the women? I didn't really want them just standing there in front of the men and smiling. So I have the women down the aisles and following the men singing the Bibel. They're actually doing what's called the Preludium from The Sound of Music by Richard Rodgers. And anyone who's familiar with the movie, The Sound of Music, they will recall the nuns singing in Latin at the opening. So this is actually new, it was newly composed music for The Sound of Music, but it's in the ancient chant style. So it's composed in that style and makes a very nice, and just for women's voices. So it makes a very nice pairing with the Ave Maria text, and they'll actually be moving forward and joining the men at the end of that piece. So the second set opens kind of in an unusual fashion with a piece for men's voices and a piece we don't hear often, this Preludium music, what's called Preludium, but it's really the opening section from the beginning of the movie there, by the Nuns Chorus from The Sound of Music. So following that, then we have a group of three 20th century pieces. Two of them are mine, In Pace, a Latin piece that is written in eight parts, and then a relatively new piece I actually wrote for the St. Olaf Choir's 100th anniversary last year, called Ave Rosa. It is in Latin and talks about Mary being the rose among the thorns. these are both 20th century pieces. We'll probably do one each night and then close that set with a wonderful setting of an Isaac Watts text called The Worlds Above by contemporary composer Ben Alloway. So that's kind of how the first half looks, which is, I think, a wide variety of music. And then following the intermission, we're doing actually a group of three American Civil War folk songs that I've arranged for guitar and soprano saxophone. We're bringing our faculty saxophonist with us. And it's a group of songs all to be sung without pause, so without a pause between each piece, and all written around 1864 to 1865. So right during the time of the Civil War, tenting on the old campground, Johnny has gone for a soldier, and a piece called The Dying Soldier, which is basically a baritone solo with choral accompaniment. So I think that'll be a particularly interesting group of songs that are all focused around the Civil War. We're actually beginning that set with a group of three students who will be reading the Lincoln Gettysburg Address under a saxophone solo. I think it fits well with the popularity of the Lincoln movie is mm-hmm. out there now, and there's kind of this renewed interest in Lincoln, and so this whole set deals with the music, the folk music of that time, and I think we'll be particularly moving. And then we close that set with a piece called Trapute Martella, which is a fancy name for a dance song. It is in Lithuanian, and by Lithuanian composer Vaclavas Augustinas, who's a relatively young man, was born in 1959, and it tells the story, he says, about a young girl that is plucking and stretching and spinning flax while dancing, and then provides kind of a dizzying effect as she's spinning this flax while dancing, and it uses four percussion instruments and saxophone and clarinet, in a kind of a wild, crazy piece that provides a rather gleeful answer to the rather serious set there of the three American Civil War songs. So then that finally brings us to the last set, the fourth set of the program. I was saying that the program is divided into four sets. And this is the set I always call it's hymns, folk songs, and spirituals. And it brings us back to some of the traditional music of the Concordia Choir, a wonderful setting, eight-part setting of Abide With Me by Lucy Hurt, a Michael Richardson setting for Men's Voices of Steal Away, that leads into my setting of Softly and Tenderly, very popular with especially with older folks who may remember that hymn from growing up. And then we add a wonderful black spiritual, Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, arranged by Moses Hogan. We bring our faculty saxophonist back again in the last set with a very punched-up arrangement from the Hoagy Carmichael song, Georgia on My Mind, which is really a lot of fun for both the choir and the audience. And then we close with a couple of hymns that come out of our tradition, Praise the Lord of F. Melius Christiansen, and together with kind of our theme song, Beautiful Savior. So that may be more than you wanted to hear, but that's an overview of the whole program and kind of how that is shaped.
Yeah, it's a very exciting program. And I know it's one thing to be at home and learning and teaching and working there, but to sort of get out, I know there's been a rich history of being on tours nationally and internationally, and that's got to be fun for you and probably a lot of fun for the kids.
Oh, yes. This is a time that we look forward to being together. Well, we have to get along. We have 16 days where we're out on national tour every year, traveling the country in two buses. But it's really a thrill every night to be able to share our program with a different audience in different parts of the country. And as I said, this is a program we've worked at consistently throughout our academic year in getting ready for a major national tour. So this is a great time when the students are away from campus, are making music, they're with some of their best friends. And one thing about being from Moorhead, Minnesota, is that wherever you go on tour, it's going to be south. Especially when you're going here at the end of February and beginning of March. It's always going to be nice to be down in the Texas sunshine is what we hope we'll have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We hope we'll have some great weather for you. We're speaking with Renee Clausen from Concordia College, who sings Friday, March 1st at 7:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church here in San Antonio. It's one of those things that I imagine being able to tour and being able to record are probably two different things. We have some really wonderful recordings, and a lot of our audience has probably seen some of the PBS special. Tell us a little bit about the difference of live performance and some of the wonderful recordings that you guys have made.
Sure, that's a really good and interesting question. When we record, it takes on a different dynamic somewhat than doing a live concert. And we record this program, the tour program that we do every year. We'll have two recording sessions somewhat following the tour after they've had a time to catch up on some classwork, et cetera. But what I always talk with the choir about when we're doing a recording is that it's kind of relaxed intensity, which are two diametrically opposed words. But when you're doing a concert and you're doing a live concert, everything is happening of the moment, and a whole set at a time, or a whole half, or a whole concert at a time. And so you are there in front of a live audience, and you take whatever happens in that concert setting, as that's what happened. That was a live concert event. Well, when you're doing a recording session, you're really not doing that. You're doing one piece at a time. And if you get a bad attack, you can just start a new take. There's no audience there. We're in a closed session. You can take another take, do another take if you want to. But the whole idea of that, what I call relaxed intensity, is that it needs to have the intensity of a performance. If you're going to bring all of what you bring to a live performance, it takes that kind of mental and musical vocal intensity, but then you're doing it just for a piece at a time. And then you let down and relax for a moment, and then you go on to the next piece. So the struggle and the goal, I think, in doing a recording session is to bring them to the intensity level of performing, but then realizing that you are doing that in much shorter spaces of time and do have the opportunity, like I said, if you have a bad attack, you can start over again at that place, or if it's gone out of tune here, you can intercut this section to this section. So it's a very different experience than handling the pressures of doing a live performance, where you just need to be able to adapt to whatever happens and continue on.
Yeah, well, I know we're going to look forward to this concert on the 1st, and I know our audience really loves the recordings that are out. I imagine this is, like we said, sort of fun for the kids, and obviously they're not, in February and in Concordia, but at the same time, this is maybe something for young people here in San Antonio and wherever you guys are going in this 2-week tour, that, what they can sort of experience if they're interested in continuing music, if they're a singer, that some sort of experience in the repertoire that they would be, should they get accepted to Concordia if they're interested in going on in vocal music.
As a matter of fact, what happens frequently is the many students that will get here that come from out of state to attend Concordia is because of the choir. They may have heard the choir on tour while they were in high school, and then on the basis of that decided, I'd like to be in that choir. I'd like to major in music. I'd like to go to that school. As a matter of fact, a prime example is Maya Gascon, who is a senior member of the choir. this year, and she is a native of Houston, grew up in Houston, heard the choir in Houston, and decided to go to Concordia. As a matter of fact, we're doing a little feature in our program on her because, you know, she was born and raised in Houston where it's summer most of the time, and then came up here to experience the tundra during the winter season, and that was all new to her. But we'll be returning to her hometown and singing there at Houston. So that's a real example of someone who heard the choir on tour and identified with what we were doing and wanted to be a part of that. And it is a frequent occurrence.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here in San Antonio and some of the kids that are native Texans coming back. And we know you'll probably enjoy some breakfast tacos here and various Tex-Mex things and the food and different cultures, architecture. So we wish you well, safe travels, and we'll see you here on the 1st.
Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.